was an amazing preacher. I tell you, at the end of most of his sermons, there was a great awakening.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
If you've been to church, you know that not everything goes as planned. Here are some true stories that show us that church may be stranger than fiction. It was Wednesday night. A man was late for a popular seminar downtown and finally found a spot to park behind a church. After he got out of his car, he saw a sign, "No parking. Forgiveness is our business, but don't make it harder than it already is." In Mustin, Wisconsin, a man named Bubba asked, "Pastor, would you pray for my hearing?" The pastor put his hands on Bubba's ears and prayed. When he finished, he asked, "How's your hearing now?" "I don't know," said Bubba. "It isn't until next Tuesday." Hearing. Ah. Ruth Rolls of Halifax, Virginia, tells of the time her husband James Rolls was invited to preach at a small rural church. The man introducing him to the congregation had trouble pronouncing his name, so James said, "Just remember Rolls, like hot buttered rolls." So the man got up and announced, "We are pleased to have with us the Reverend James Biscuits." One Sunday, a minister passed out miniature crosses made of palm leaves. "Put this cross in the room where your family argues the most," he told them. "When you look at it, the cross will remind you of God's forgiveness and that He is watching us." One woman shook his hand and said, "I'll take 5. Another minister was asking for donations to buy food for the needy. The town gambler, who owns several shady operations, offered the preacher $500. "You can't take that," said a deacon. "That's the devil's money." "Well, brother," said the preacher, "the devil has had his hands on it long enough. Let's see what the Lord will do with it." Amen. One Sunday, the pastor announced that the church softball team had won its league championship. "Would the team stand so we can congratulate them?" he asked. Unfortunately, only 4 players were there. Not missing a beat, the pastor said, "And what is most amazing is that they won with such a small team." One more story. Tom was leaving church after the Christmas service when the minister took him aside. "Tom," he said, "I'm so glad to see you, but we need to see you every Sunday. It's time you joined the army of the Lord." "I'm already in the army of the Lord," said Tom. "Then why do we only see you on Christmas and Easter?" Tom looked around nervously, then whispered, "I'm in the secret service." Well, the truth is, too many of us are in the secret service when it comes to our faith. But Christianity is without a doubt a team sport. Belonging to a church helps us face our selfishness and points us to God and the needs of others. John Stackhouse says, "Church wakes us from the confused dimness of our busy routines and says, don't forget God and salvation and the love of Jesus and the world to come. Don't forget that the Bible is divine revelation and prayer is your lifeline and repentance must be daily and forgiveness and power are yours for the asking. Wake up and stay awake." You know, we're never really told in the New Testament, go to church. It doesn't say that. It is assumed that we are. Hebrews 10:25 does warn us to not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. Going to church won't make you a Christian any more than going to Wendy's is going to make you a triple burger. But it will help you meet Jesus, mature as a Christian, and avoid the urge to be pulled away by lesser things that clamor all around us. Come to church and stay awake there. You never know what's going to happen. I heard about a long-winded preacher who was preaching, and a large plant fell over right behind the pulpit with a crash. He smiled and said, "Well, that's the first time I actually put a plant to sleep."
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.